Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Get it? The Bird Show.
We have argued with Kristen. I think Mo and I were the most vocal about this. Like, that, watching TV is not a hobby. It's just it's a checkout. It's a waste of time.
I can't exactly put my finger on why I feel that way, but it just does not feel like a hobby. It doesn't feel like you're being creative or accomplishing anything. There's no goal. You're just like sitting there watching TV. It doesn't feel hobbyish.
Well, a hobby to me doesn't necessarily, and maybe we have definitions messed up, doesn't mean that there necessarily has to be a goal. That's why I think that I haven't gotten a hobby dysfunctionally is that I'm so goal-oriented that everything has to have a purpose, whereas with a hobby, I think I'm with you, like, there's got to be something going on. I'm creative. I'm engaging with my mind. I'm allowed to check out, but I could be also describing TV.
You were 100% describing TV. And my thing is, if reading a book is a hobby, if going to the movies, watching cinema, appreciating cinema is a hobby, why can't television be a hobby?
Would we consider reading a book or reading a hobby? I guess we would.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah. If someone asked me what I like to do, I would say reading. And that's a hobby is an activity done regularly in one's leisure time for pleasure. But to hit your points about being creative or not feeling productive, I think I have found an answer that explains why some people don't see watching TV as a hobby, and maybe we need to think about it differently. So there's this Instagram account I follow that I love. It's S You Should Care About, except the S is spelled out. And it's a mix of like important world events put in a very pop culture lens and then also polls about Harry Styles. So it's really fun mix up. But they posted something about what do you do for fun? And she writes, so what do you do for fun? I asked a new friend a month ago. She looked at me over her Americano and said, honestly, my main hobby is probably consuming media. I practically yelled, same, and told her that when I realized that consuming media was one of my hobbies, it changed my life. I used to hate being asked about my interests, never feeling like they were legitimate hobbies or a good use of my time. Spoiler, if you enjoy something, that's a good enough use of your time. And as much as I hate to admit it, I probably only felt confident enough to classify content consumption and creation, I guess, as one of my hobbies when it actually became my job. One of capitalism's poisons is making us believe that all our hobbies should or can be monetized. But because I, a single 26-year-old person in the world, am not stronger than this, my hobby didn't feel legitimate until I made it productive and it became my job. I may not have felt as strongly if I hadn't just read something by Anne Helen Peterson called Who Gets Quality Leisure, where she talks about the fact that men's hobbies, for example, like golf, take them away from the home and typically take hours, while women's hobbies, reading, knitting, cooking, are often bound to the home because we're still expected to be looking after children or doing other general private sphere things during our leisure time.
So is the foundation of this entire theory that her hobby is consuming content, meaning she's scrolling on TikTok or Instagram, that's her hobby?
Or like me, or TV, yes, consuming media, and that she didn't feel like it was okay until it became her job because she does social media. And then it was like, now it's productive, now it's legitimatized in the eyes of everybody. But it's okay, and she finally met a friend who said, consuming media is my hobby. So TV, books, TikTok, reels, social. Because people put a lot of effort into some TikToks. They're educational, they can be like mini cinema shorts. And so she just goes on basically to say, as modern civilization developed and expanded, women were responsible for the domestic sphere, so they sought out activities in those spaces in which they were tethered. Men were allowed to and expected to circulate in the public sphere. And basically, the long story short is women's hobbies have been dismissed, whereas men's hobbies, as a general rule, I'm very, very much generalizing here, are seen as legitimate because they are productive. So men don't even really get to have hobbies where they sit on the couch and zone out because it doesn't feel productive to you.
Which is why you struggle so hard to find, like, to be comfortable within a hobby.
Right, because
society has told you, you need to always be productive. And then women have developed hobbies close to the home because society has said, that's where you belong. And so TV watching is very much a hobby. The whole point is we got to throw that whole thing out the window. Whatever you do that brings you joy in your free time is a hobby.
TV!
Does not have to make money.
Or scrolling through TikTok or Instagram. I'm calling BS on that.
No way.
That is not a hobby.
Yeah, it is.
That is complete and total waste of your brain.
According to you.
Yeah, but it's...
A lot of hobbies are a waste of your brain, though.
That's where you're getting it twisted. A hobby doesn't have to not be a waste of your brain. You can call it a waste of time. It's still a hobby.
Okay, so if your kids are on TikTok scrolling for 4 hours a day, you should compliment them today and say, hey, I'm just happy that you have a hobby.
If your kid was doing knitting for 4 hours a day, would you not be like, hey, let's try something else? If they were doing one activity for that long every day, you would say, let's try some other things. And too much time doing anything is unhealthy.
If my husband was playing golf 4 hours a day every day, we'd have to sit down and have a talk.
But the consumption of, like, if your hobby was drinking liquor, okay, I would say that's not healthy for you, right? That's not a hobby. That's not healthy for you. Consuming that much social media, if you're calling it a hobby and you're doing your quote-unquote hobby every day, is not good for you.
But you're getting it twisted. No one's saying you have a free pass to do it as long as you want. We're just saying it is a hobby. So if you do it for an hour every day, that's a hobby.
And it's healthy to only consume it for an hour every day.
Yeah, that's the problem, is you can't consume it for an hour every day.
Well, that's a different debate.
Get it. The Burt Show.